Next case, please.
The next application is 11970 James and Robin Coleman. Seek variances from the separation requirement between units, section 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Fisherman Road, approximately 110 feet southwest of Seafarer Road. The 911 address is 358287 Fisherman's Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 30, Parcel 6, Unit 44573. Specifically, they're requesting a variance of 2.2 feet and 0.2 feet. Received no letters in opposition, one mail return, and one letter in support. And the letter in support says that it's from White House Beach, and they would like to support this application for the Colemans. The Colemans, in good faith, while working on their mobile home, placed the new home on a lot that was not notified by the company that a variance was needed for the setback requirement. And since 2016, they've been unable to use their home. It came to their attention that the county is the meeting tonight, that throughout no fault of the Colemans have been impacted by not being able to live in their home while paying county personal taxes, and that they request approval of the variance requested, and that is Wes Hegwood, who's the community manager. Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Class 64 Lakeshore Drive, Lewis, Delaware, Colleen.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Again, for the record, David Hunt with Morris James Wilson Hubbard & Byard, a local firm here in Georgetown. For the second application, in your public hearing section, I'm representing Bayside Homes of Delaware, LLC, which is the company that sold and installed the home on the property that is the subject of tonight's hearing. With me tonight on behalf of Bayside Homes is Ryan Klaffs, one of the principals of that entity. Tonight's application, as Ms. Cornwell just indicated, is for variances from the separation distance of 20 feet, which is found in section 115-72G7 in the Sussex County Code. A moment ago, I handed exhibit notebooks to Ms. Walls to help walk us through this application, hopefully as quickly as we can. The property that we are talking about is in White House Beach, and I believe most of you, or all of you for sure, are familiar with White House Beach, which is a manufactured home community situated along Long Neck Road, which has existed for many years. In fact, tab 2 in your exhibit notebook is the deed that conveyed many of the lands that are part of White House Beach community to the corporation known as White House Beach, Inc., and if you look at that, you'll see that the date of that deed is 1971. Tab 3 is the Sussex County information sheet for the current owners of that lot within the community, which is known as Lot 89, with a 911 address of 35287 Fisherman's Road. As you will see, if you look at that assessment sheet, the owner of that, the unit on that lot is Robin Coleman and James Coleman. At tab 4 in the exhibit notebook, you see the tax maps, which look obviously just like the ones that are on the screens around the room. The tax maps again show just the tax parcel. Then they show the zoning, and much of the ground in this area is zoned AR1. You can see there's a little bit of commercial right along Long Neck Road, as well as some higher density residential. Then there's the aerial overlay, which is the image that is on the screen in front of you. And as you get to the fourth page, you will see that the area that's been focused upon is Fisherman's Road within the community. And highlighted on that page is 35287, which, as I mentioned a moment ago, is the 911 address for the unit, for the Coleman's unit in the community. If you go through that again, the second page behind that is the aerial overlay. And if you look at the last page in tab 4, you will see what I'll call the zoomed in section, and it's being highlighted on the screen by Ms. Cornwell. And that is actually the prior structure that was on this property, which is sort of the benefit of some of the aerial imagery, is some of it's dated. And so you can actually see what the prior structure looked like. You can see there's a boat in the yard next to the structure. A new home was placed on the site in the same location as you see on the tax map on the screen in front of you, as well as the last page of tab 4. And if you look at tab 5, you will see the lot and location survey that was prepared by Axiom Engineering, showing the separation distances from the structure on the adjacent lot, lot number 90, and then on the lot to on the other side, which is lot 88. As you can see, when you look at those structures on the adjacent lots, you will see that there is a between the existing deck on lot 88 at the bottom of the page or the left of the page, if you've turned the survey, there's a distance of 17.8 feet from the corner of the home that was set in the same location as on the original lot. And then if you look on the opposite side, you'll see that there is a 0.2 feet between the home and the existing deck. And actually, in the old imagery, there is no structure on the adjacent lot. When you look at the site plan or the survey prepared by Axiom Engineering, you will quickly take note that obviously the site is not a square or rectangle. It does not meet at 90 degree angles. And in fact, if you look at the front footage on it, you'll see that it complies with manufactured home community standards, as the front of the lot is 92.28 feet. However, by the time you get to the rear of the lot, it is only 24.89 feet, which is not in conformity. In a manufactured home community, a lot is supposed to have a minimum width of 50 feet. When the home was set, a letter of permission was obtained from White House Beach, Inc., which is the process in most manufactured home communities. In addition to complying with the county's requirements, there is a requirement that you seek the approval of the manufactured home community owner. And again, that is shown in tab 6 of your exhibit notebook, the letter of approval that was obtained in September of 2016. When you look at tab 7, you'll see pictures that were taken by Mr. Class very recently, showing the new home on the site. And I'm just going to walk through the pictures. The first picture with the number 1 on it is sort of the street view of the entire new home. And then if you turn to the second page, you'll see in the back that there is a boat to the left, as well as a fenced area. And as you keep moving through the pictures, picture 3 brings you a little closer to that area, and that is the area where there is the 2.2 foot variance is being sought. And again, the pictures get you close to there. And I would draw your attention to picture 5. As you can see, there's a boat on the left-hand side, which is lot 88, as well as a fence around that structure. And it's frankly the fence that kept them from seeing that there was a deck right there that they needed to be 20 feet from. And so that is, in addition to the sort of trapezoidal shape of the lot, the fence sort of covered the deck that we're seeking the separation distance from. As you look through the rest of the pictures, you will see the other side and the front and rear of the new unit that was placed on this property and for which tonight's variance application applies. The final tab in the exhibit notebook is tab 8, and it's a letter that Ms. Cornwell read portions of into the record. It's dated May 30th, 2017, and it's from the community manager at White House Beach, indicating the community's support of the variance application. It's also significant to note the second to last paragraph in the letter, as the community manager states that also as the neighbor, 35279 Fisherman's Road, which the Colemans are asking the approval of the setback requirements from, I request approval of the variance requested by the Colemans. And the significance of that is, it's hard to see on the screens, but if you were to look at the 911 address of the home, which you see with the pool, that's the same home that we were looking at the boat in the yard of, and that is actually the home where this individual lives. So in addition to the support of the community, there's also support for the 2.2-foot variance from the adjacent property owner. As the board knows, and as we just reviewed on the last application, there are 5 factors for the board to consider in the granting of a variance. First is the uniqueness factor. And as was indicated during the presentation, the lot is unique as it is trapezoidal in shape, making the building envelope a unique shape. In addition, as was noted, the rear of the lot is just under 25 feet wide, which is 25 feet narrower than the standard manufactured home community lot as required by the Sussex County Code. The second factor is that it cannot otherwise be developed or is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property, and the variance is necessary due to the irregular shape of the lot. The third factor is whether or not it was created by the applicant, and the size and width of the lot were certainly not created by the applicant. As the board is familiar, White House Beach has existed probably for upwards of almost 50 years at this point in time. The fourth factor is that it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As you saw from the pictures, the home is the same and has typical features and matches the other homes that are in the area. It is a single-wide manufactured home appropriate for the site, and as you look through the pictures, it's obviously very similar to the other homes that are in the community. In addition, this home, as was noted on the Axiom Engineering Survey, is in the exact same location as the home which it replaced. And further, arguably the neighbor who's the most affected, which is on lot 88, has sent a letter of support for the application. The fifth factor is whether it's the minimum variance that will afford relief, and as explained earlier, this home is in the exact same location as the prior home, and these are the minimum variances that will allow the placement of that single manufactured home to exist on the site. I'm going to ask Mr. Class if he could step up to the microphone. Mr. Class, you've heard the information that I presented to the board this evening. Was the application presented correctly and what I stated true and correct?
It was.
And would you adopt that as your own testimony?
I would.
One other question, which I forgot to mention as I presented this, is how did you learn about the variance that was required in this matter?
When we turned in for the certificate of occupancy, we mailed it into the county. At that point, they were notified that there was a setback violation to this parcel.
And what was referred to in the letter of support from the community, is it correct that Sussex County has not issued a certificate of occupancy yet pending the outcome of tonight's Board of Adjustment application?
That's correct.
That concludes my presentation for this application. Mr. Class and I are available to answer any questions that members of the board may have.
All right. Thank you. We'll start. Mr. Rickards, do you have any questions?
I assume the 35% has been taken care of.
Correct, okay. Sir.
That is an odd lot. No other questions. I'm speaking out loud here.
Okay.
No other questions.
Mr. Borman?
No questions. Does it permit the standards?
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No, I think Mr. Hutt covered it.
I have no question. I think he did also. Mr. Sherman?
You may have said it. When did the home that was just replaced, when was that put on the property?
It was replaced, I think, in November 2016.
And when was it put on the property, do you know?
November 2016.
The prior home.
The prior home, the one that I think it was in 1978.
Okay.
And it was demolished.
All right. And I understand that Lot 88 obtained variances from the separation distance requirement in 2003. And I guess my question was that from that structure? Do you know?
I am not aware, no. Okay. I'm not sure.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11970. The applicant certainly has presented the case as usual in a professional way and has also addressed the criteria for granting a variance, and I believe he has met all the standards, all five. The shape of the property, the uniqueness of the property, the shape, of course, is is apparent of the property, and also the number two cannot otherwise be developed due to the irregular shape of the lot. It wouldn't be able to develop anything based on the setbacks that would have to be. Number three, not created by the applicant. The applicant is the lot's been there, and it's a old lot, and it does have uniqueness about it. Number two will not. Number four will not alter central character of the neighborhood. Mostly, all the White House Beach homes down there are in the same type of situation, and they normally will get variances as we look through the records. Number five, the minimum variance to seek relief. So with that, I make a motion we approve 11,970.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,970. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,970 is approved.